At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On today's show, we'll tell you why Dak should be embarrassed for his performance before and after the Eagles' loss.
Yeah, roll the intro.
All right.
Yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show.
Yo.
As always, Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today.
Yeah.
We're coming off the Eagles absolutely drubbing the Cowboys by a decisive score of 28-23.
Wasn't even close.
We're going to get into why we've seen some embarrassing behavior out of some quarterbacks. Not only Dak, but crybaby Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah.
But first, a huge announcement. Play that sounder. Today, we are celebrating our 109th podcast episode extravaganza.
Wow.
Yep, this is our 109th episode. And now, you may be wondering, hey, why didn't you celebrate your 100th episode, right?
Ugh.
But, our idiot producer back
exactly.
there forgot to tell us that it was our 100th episode. So,
yeah.
You know.
No, I texted both of you guys, but you never responded.
Why are you talking?
Yeah, shut up.
You know what? You're not going to respond after we put you in a coma.
Yeah, exactly. You're done. That's it. No more out of you.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not going to let him ruin what is a historic celebration. And, you know, to truly honor this occasion, visit the official Fusco Show merch store where you can order a commemorative 109th podcast episode celebration t-shirt and or mug, anything you want. This Saturday,
amazing.
November 11th, 11/11, get 11% off everything in the store.
Yeah, you see what we did there? What a deal.
Anyway, actually today, Tony, we got a decent guest on the show. Former Eagles tight end who more recently, you know, made a name for himself, for better or for worse, on the reality TV show The Bachelorette.
Oh!
Which obviously we've never seen because we're men.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But, you know, we're going to get his takes on this Cowboys brutal loss. And, well, Clay Harbor, he'll be joining us today.
Yeah. And he better give some smart takes or he's going to get booted off this reality show, too.
Absolutely. But before that, it's time for a word from our newest sponsor, our good friends at WeWork. Do you work from home? Well, what are you, a f***ing hermit?
You know, the other day, my Aunt Marie's boyfriend, Nunzio, told me he wanted my aunt to do some jobs for him. And I said, could she do those jobs at a WeWork? And he said, sure, but I prefer when she does them in the shower. And then I said, you know what? Let's just keep
going. Yeah,
we'll
just save that story for later. Anyway, now is a great time to rent space at WeWork. Go to WeWork.com and use the promo code Fusco, and you can purchase the entire company for the low price of $1. WeWork.
Yeah,
all right,
done.
Tony,
another
got that business out of the way, so let's get right into our top story.
Top story.
Of course, the top story, the Eagles defeating the Cowboys by a decisive score of 28-23.
Blowout.
But of course, you know, the pathetic Cowboys media, they're out there trying to spin this again. You know, we've seen this kind of move from the Soviets and now the Cowboys. You know, it's called disinformation.
Exactly.
You know, what they do is they tell you all this other bunch of crap, so you're so distracted, you don't notice the real story. And what they're trying to tell us is that Dak shouldn't be blamed because he played great for most of the game. But Tony, that's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Absolutely. Quarterbacks should be judged on one thing only, fourth quarter performance. I mean, imagine if an airline pilot performed like Dak Prescott. Sure, he could handle takeoff through beverage service, but when it would come to landing, he'd slam the plane into the ground and kill hundreds of innocent people. So I ask you, is that who you want as the captain of your football team and your airplane?
Terrific perspective there, Tony. And, you know, another pathetic performance came by Dak after the game. In the post-game presser, you know, he was trying to explain how the Cowboys came oh so close to beating the Eagles by saying that it's, quote, a game of inches. In fact, he used the word inches 12 times. And, Tony, this is troubling, isn't it?
Yeah. If there's one thing everyone knows about football, it's that everything is measured in yards, not inches. Yep. I mean, do we say Dak threw for 5,000 inches?
No.
This is probably why Dak stepped out of bounds on that two-point conversion, because he was probably thinking, I still have about 80 or 90 inches of room here.
Spot on analysis there, Tony. And as far as the Eagles go, at 8-1, well, now they can just go ahead and relax. Because, you know, it's clearly smooth sailing from here. I mean, they'll be 16-1 before you know it. I mean, just look at their upcoming schedule. In 2 weeks, they face the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Win.
Then they host the Bills.
Win.
Then they face the 49ers.
Win.
And then they face the Cowboys and Seahawks, both on the road.
Double win.
They should just go ahead and rest their starters, Tony.
That's what I would do. No question.
Anyway, moving to a huge development involving a former Eagle, the Rams have signed former Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz. Now, some people are saying this is a terrible signing because Wentz is a washed-up garbage waste of space, and obviously those people are totally correct.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're also missing the point here. Isn't that right, Tony?
100%. You know, Carson Wentz is a great quarterback to have on your team because he always eventually gets replaced by a much better quarterback.
Yep.
Just look at this list of players who replaced him. It's a who's who of quarterbacks.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl winner Nick Foles.
Yep.
Commanders quarterback prodigy Sam Howell.
Yep.
Super Bowl player Matt Ryan.
Yep.
And Nick Foles again, but this time with the Colts.
Yep.
You know, Carson Wentz is the NFL's good luck Chuck. Of course we all remember the 2002 Dane Cook movie where he played a guy who girls date because they always meet their husbands after dating him. That's Carson Wentz.
Such an easily understandable movie reference there, Tony. And
thank you.
Finally, to a major story out of college football, USC quarterback Caleb Williams was seen crying in his mother's arms after the Trojans lost to Washington. And Tony, this is just a pathetic embarrassment for the entire human race, isn't this?
You know, this is so embarrassing. I mean, do you really think you should get that upset over the fact that your NFL draft stock and entire future is plummeting and your parents who sacrificed for your success are watching their son's childhood dreams go up in smoke right before their very eyes? Do you really think that's worth crying over?
Not in the slightest. Yo. Man up, bro.
Exactly.
You know, it just says everything here, doesn't it, Tony?
Sure
we
does.
We never saw Caleb Williams cry once when he was playing at Oklahoma.
Nope.
Real American country.
Yeah, exactly.
Then he goes to California, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Suddenly he's whining like a little bitch.
Oh, that's what happens.
Because that's what happens to men in California.
Exactly.
They get turned into pussies.
Ridiculous.
What's next? You're going to cry because your spin class got canceled?
Oh no, did the waiter forget to put a slice of avocado on your salad?
Did they serve your water without a lemon wedge?
Oh, you upset because your tiny flat ass doesn't fill out your skinny jeans? Oh,
yeah.
Too bad.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tony, we're going to have to get into this with our guest. I see him coming on the line, so let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy. First team All-American out of Missouri State.
Yeah.
Drafted by the Eagles in 2010, played tight end. You know, then went to the Jags, Patriots, Lions. But once you're an Eagle, you're always an Eagle.
Absolutely.
Even after they release you, after barely giving you a fair shot. But that's neither here nor there. All right. He recently gained notoriety a few years ago when he was a contestant on The Bachelorette, which we haven't seen because, you know, we're men.
Yeah.
But, you know, he apparently injured himself playing football on the show, according to Wikipedia, very trusted source. Anyway, we'll get into that. But first, Clay Harbor, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Appreciate you guys having me on, man. It means a lot. My life is still lifetime goal.
Well, yes, well said. And, you know, congratulate us on our 109th episode anniversary, as you know. That's today. Huge for you that you get to be on the show. Yep. Your life is likely all downhill
from here. I'm going to write myself a little prize, a little award for that, being the 109th guest of the show. I mean, that's pretty big time. Yep.
There you go. Or you could just purchase the commemorative shirt in our store. Yep. We're not going to pay for it, but you can go get it. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. Obviously, Clay, the big time topic this week, the Eagles all out killing the Cowboys by a decisive score of 28-23.
Yep.
You obviously played against the Cowboys many times in your career. Tell us, how revved up were you before those games? You know, do you want to just go out there, you know, and like pour gasoline down their throats and light them on fire because they're such assholes?
Yeah, people talk about the Giants and the formerly the Redskins, the Commanders, and to me, it was always the Cowboys. That was the rival. That was the team you wanted to beat. Yeah. We used to play against D. Ware, Anthony Spencer. They would have some big-time defensive ends, outside linebackers we have to block as a tight end. So we always had to get geared up for that. Always had some fun times there. But to me, I don't care when they play them. If it's in 2036, I always love it when the Eagles beat the Cowboys because, to me, that is the Eagles.
You know, and I don't want to bring up a sore subject here, but, you know, maybe you could have done a little better against the Cowboys.
More.
You know, we measure people by their lifetime performance against the Cowboys. That's how you measure everyone. Do you know what yours was?
I don't know what mine was against the Cowboys.
Yeah, see, unfortunately, it was 3-5. So, you know, we're not going to hold that against you.
We don't want to go negative.
Yeah. We don't want to go negative, but maybe you could have been a little more revved up for that game.
Yeah, maybe
you
could have had some Molotov cocktails before the game and you throw them at them on the field. You know, rev up the intensity a little more. That would have given you an edge.
Man, unfortunately, look at 3-5 against the Cowboys, but hey, 3 is better than 2, so we still get a couple of W's. I wish we would have done better back then. And barring
all right,
effect,
well, you know, all right, you know, we don't want to go too negative here.
Yep.
You're right,
yep.
You know, you should have been 8-0, but
yep.
Whatever. But let's talk about the positive. You know, you were with the Eagles from 2010 to 2012. You know, you didn't win a Super Bowl or even a playoff game during that time, but you must have some very fond memories. Tell us your fondest.
It's called Miracle in the Meadowlands Part 2. I happened to be on the field for Deshaun Jackson's punt return. I was on the punt return team. I did absolutely nothing on that play. I didn't even block my guy, but Deshaun took care of the rest. So, hey, sometimes you got to get carried in the end zone. I got a nice shot, snapshot of me holding up my hands as Deshaun went into the end zone of the USA Today. Once again, I did absolutely nothing, but I did get that picture. I still have it framed. Front page of the USA Today, Miracle in the Meadowlands, Part 2.
You know, that is a terrific answer, but hold on just a moment. You know, you did get to shower with Nick Foles. Wasn't that, you know, more of a memorable moment for you, if you catch my drift?
Yeah.
I tried to stay away from Nick in the shower, man. You know, I'm trying to keep my confidence over here. So
true.
You know,
good thinking,
sure
by you. Good thinking.
I'm on the other side of the shower there, so I don't
have
to shower with and keep my confidence, my swag
up. It takes up space.
Yeah. At least 12, 15 feet away.
Good judgment, good call by you. Very sound judgment. Also, you know, when you step back, you get to see the whole thing instead of just like a little bit.
Perspective.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, I'm half Irish, man. So I, you know, I get it. My mother's a white Irish lady that's 5'4". You know, my dad's, somehow I'm 6'4". My dad's 5'8". My mom's 5'4". But, I'm half white. So I get it, guys.
Well, as Dak Prescott said, it is a game of inches all
Absolutely,
around.
Absolutely,
right?
All around. Great point there.
Anyway, let's move to other Full topics circle. Around sports. You know, you had a very interesting tweet about this Thursday night football matchup coming up. You tweeted, quote, "I already feel bad for the casual football fan on this Thursday as they flip on the TV to see who's playing only to find out it's Bears versus Panthers. I'm truly sorry." That is such a great point by you.
Totally.
You know, don't you think that if the NFL really cared about player safety, they would just go ahead and cancel this game, you know, spare everyone involved, including the viewers, such needless suffering?
I don't think this is much to do with the player safety. I think this has to do with the safety of the casual fan that might die of boredom watching this football game. The safety of the audience who tune in to see Tyson Bagent versus Bryce Young. These two teams have got between the two of them, what, they got three wins total?
Like, yeah, as many as you versus the Cowboys. It's terrible.
Yeah, same.
Brutal game. It's going to be hard to watch. You know, I'm still going to check it out because I do some work in the Chicago area where I'm in Chicago right now, but it will be hard to watch.
Okay. Yeah, all right. You're a professional. Good for you. Tony, you have a question for him, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Were you ever in a game that was so meaningless? Like when you were with the Jaguars, did you think your team shouldn't be playing any of those games because it's a total waste of time for everybody?
Yeah, I thought that until, you know, I looked at my bank account and saw at the end of the day, they're paying me like this is a Monday night football game. I'm with the Patriots playing against the Eagles. The check was still the same. You know, and we're in Florida, so we have no state tax. So in my opinion, I'm playing with the Jags. Less stress. I look up in the crowd. I can see my family at the game. It's nice and quiet. You can meditate there at the stadium. It's actually pretty nice. So overall, I was happy about that. I'm still getting paid the same. And then you can't even get deep.
It's like collecting unemployment.
It's just like that. You don't do anything.
You know,
just get that check.
Yep. Great perspective. Okay.
Yeah, great.
You know, another thing you were tweeting about the other day, of course, USC quarterback Caleb Williams. Just an embarrassing scene. Crying in his mother's arms after losing to Washington. Just embarrassing the human race. Don't you think that was absolutely pathetic?
I'm all for a guy shedding some tears after a big loss, but you at least wait until you get into the locker room. And this is just a normal, week game. This isn't a Super Bowl. This isn't a playoff game. This isn't the end of your season. You're playing again next week.
I mean, you've never been in a playoff game, but okay. I just wanted to correct you. Okay.
Hey, appreciate that.
Yeah, just for the audience so they understand. Keep going. Sorry.
But sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. So in my opinion, save that stuff. I mean, you're the quarterback and the leader of the team, and you're over here crying? Like, come on, man. I get it. You're passionate, whatever, but I think maybe you save that for the locker room, put it on display.
So are you saying that, you did all your crying in the locker room? Is that what happened after games? You were just in there like a little bitch, or are you a man and you never cried at all?
No, I definitely shed some tears in some games, man. I mean, we're not over here sitting on the sidelines watching the game, eating a bagel like you guys. When you're actually
kidding me.
Lines, yeah. You're working out, you're practicing.
Yeah, a bagel is your stats after most NFL games. Look at your catches
Philly cheesesteak over here talking about these guys.
Oh, here it comes. Are you kidding me? I never cried once in my life.
I want to ask you a question. Did you cry more after the football game or after that episode of The Bachelorette when you got dumped?
Yeah, that's when you were crying.
Once again, man, I didn't cry in The Bachelorette, but I cried more in football because, you're in the heat of the moment, you're in between the lines. But after I realized I went on The Bachelorette, I did shed a tear with like, what the hell were you thinking type tears. But, I did cry more in football.
That is a great question. We wanted to ask, just off that note, let's get into this. You did injure your wrist, it says, playing football on The Bachelorette. So that does lead to this question is, how can you show your face in public?
You know, sometimes I wonder that myself, and the professional football player injured his wrist on the bat's rep planning. It's a male model, a garbage man, and a dictionary salesman. Like, what the hell's going on here? Unfortunately, I broke my wrist the previous year with the Saints.
No, we need the excuses. Okay.
IR all year, you know, in between. So the wrist was never healed. Thought it was actually re-injured. That was my second surgery on the wrist. The first time I had played, unfortunately. So I only, not only did I break my heart because I had to leave, broke my wrist.
Beautifully poetic. Okay. So what, how many times did you get knocked out for the season? And I'm including season 14 of The Bachelorette.
I mean, plenty, man. I've had 9 surgeries, you know, in my life. I know you guys probably don't know what it's like to get injured unless you fell off the couch.
No, because we're tough. Later. We're men.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Yeah. We don't know what it's like to get injured. Yeah. Have you listened to yourself talking? That's an injury.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you want to come at us? I'll injure you, buddy.
Yeah. We do the injuring over here.
You know, I want to hear an apology for you right now for that statement. Go.
No, Sam, it's possible you fell off the couch when you're reaching for the remote.
You know what? You're going to fall off the back of this show.
The show.
Exactly.
Because you're done. You're off the show. We're going to drive you to a harbor and leave you there. Off the show.
Go have a cry. You just lost like you did against the Cowboys all the time.
Yeah, 3-5. Bye. See ya. Jay, hang up the phone.
Not the first time he's been dumped on TV, Tony.
Yeah, if there's one thing I'm going to harbor, it's resentment for bringing him on the show.
Well said, Tony. And, you know, otherwise, it was a terrific show all around
absolutely.
Our 109th podcast episode celebration. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors, our good friends at WeWork.
Thank you. Oh, you kidding me?
Subject to WeWork, it's WeWork with an asshole.
Yeah, producer Jay, what do you want?
Corrections.
Hurry up.
You said that whenever Carson Wentz has been benched, his replacement is always better.
Yeah, bro. Totally.
Spot the patterns, bro.
Yeah.
When the Colts replaced Carson Wentz with Matt Ryan had the worst season of his career.
Oh, yeah. Well, after the show, you're going to see a Colt. My gun.
Yeah, you know what's going to be a better replacement for you? After the show when I shit in your seat. Oh, you're
great
done.
Great one, Tony.
Thank you. Let's get out of here.
No,
we're done.
No.
What?
Why?
No.
Why? Hurry up.
You said Dak Prescott was wrong when he said football is a game of inches and not a game of yards.
Totally, bro.
Yeah, bro. Learn your measurements.
Yeah.
I know them. There are 36 inches in a yard. So technically, yes. Football is a game of inches.
Oh, well, Tony, you want to handle this one?
Definitely. You know who lost the game of inches? Your tiny cock. Yay, you're done.
Tony.
By the way, you guys said the Dane Cook movie Good Luck Chuck came out in 2002?
Yeah, bro, totally.
All-time great movie, bro.
Classic.
You were off as usual. It was released in 2007.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to release you out of a helicopter.
Yeah, you know what I wish was never released? Your dad's sperm. Boom!
Oh,
you're done,
Tony.
Another banger.
And you know what's going to be getting released next week, Tony?
What's that? Great news here.
An episode with Super Bowl legend, Eagles hero Nick Foles will be joining us on the show.
Confirmed.
Hey,
great news.
Forget, visit our merch store. Get that limited edition merchandise to celebrate
episode.
Our huge 109th podcast
episode. Congrats to
and
us.
Subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok, all our social medias. And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There we go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.